This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. President Draupadi Murmu was presented with the prestigious Key of Honor of Lisbon City in Portugal. The symbolic gesture presented by Lisbon Mayor Carlos Moedas at the historic Câmara Municipal de Lisboa officially recognized her as an honorary citizen of the city. While addressing the ceremony yesterday, President Murmu said that Portugal is a vital partner for India in strengthening its ties with both the European Union and Lusophone nations. She highlighted that Indians represent the fourth largest community in Portugal, serving as a bridge between the two cultures and contributing significantly to the country's economy. The president also spoke of India's vision, guided by the principle of Vasudev Kutumbakam, to build a Vikasit Bharat by 2047, reaffirming India's commitment to fostering a sustainable world, with Portugal seen as a reliable partner.
विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए काम कर रहे हैं जो एक समृद्ध समावेशी और विकसित समाज होगा जिसका जीवन केंद्रित दृष्टिकोण होगा मानव केंद्रित दृष्टिकोण होगा भारत आज भी मानता है वसुधैव कुटुंबकम संपूर्ण पृथ्वी एक परिवार है हम विश्व के समृद्ध भविष्य की सुनिश्चित करने की दिशा में अपना योगदान जारी रखेंगे इन प्रयासों में
On the second and concluding day of her visit to Portugal today, President Murmu will meet Portuguese Prime Minister Luís Montenegro. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Srinagar last evening. Soon after landing in Kashmir, Shah, accompanied by Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah, visited the residence of Deputy Superintendent of Police Humayun Muzamil, who was among four security personnel martyred in an encounter with terrorists in South Kashmir's Kokarnag on 13 September 2023. Shah is scheduled to hold a high-level meeting on developmental works in Srinagar today. He will also chair a comprehensive review meeting regarding overall security scenario and upcoming Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra starting on 3rd of July this year. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that India looks forward to working with countries that follow fair trade practices and offer equal opportunities to do business. Speaking at the India Global Forum last evening, Minister Goyal pointed out that Indian companies are competent and can perform well if fair trade practices are followed. He highlighted that the foundation of rapid growth in China was fueled by unfair trade practices.
We are a country that believes that bilaterally we can work together with countries which have fair trade practices. The Indian industry is very competent. They can beat any competition in the world if everybody sticks to the rules of the game. It's the irregularity or the unfair trade practices where we need to protect through tariffs. Bilaterally, we have a lot of elbow room in working with developed countries and countries where we find equal opportunity to do business.
Speaking on models that impinge upon multilateral trade rules, Goyal noted hidden subsidies, labor practices and efforts to demolish sectors are main problems. He said that the focus is to bring back fair play, pricing of goods and services at an honest value. Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defense of UAE, Sheikh Hamad bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. This would be his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. He will be accompanied by several ministers, senior government officials and a high-level business delegation. US President Donald Trump has announced that he will implement an additional 50% tariff on Chinese goods imported into the US unless China withdraws its countermeasure. In a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump said that the extra tariff would be imposed on Chinese goods unless China removed its 34% counter tariff on American products by today. News from the world of sports. In the IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. In today's fixtures, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon, while Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati today evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.